This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Here we go.
How many times did Keith bust my balls over not being there for the Bruce Feldman interview?
You weren't there? Well, I didn't even notice.
And I knew it bothered Keith because he did it in three different text threads. My boss did it in three different text threads, so you know it actually bothered him. Which honestly, I had a meeting with a sponsor.
Yeah.
I thought it was Wednesday, and I wrote Wednesday, and usually I'm very good about this, but there was a problem. See, this is what happens, and this is why I got to pick my spots, and I'm sorry, Tone. I sat out the Jake Paul interview. Keith set up the Jake Paul interview.
You did that intentionally.
And I did that intentionally. Keith set up Bruce Feldman. Mm-hmm. I set out Bruce Feldman. So I understand where he's not thrilled with that,
you
and
did
I
Kevin
apologize.
Stefanski. Huh? You did do Kevin Stefanski.
I did. But I understand why he's upset, and I do apologize, and it shouldn't happen again. So he's not very thrilled about that because he did make jokes about it, quote-unquote jokes about it three times, which means he actually is bothered by it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring it up that many times.
Yeah. I mean, if you're willing to bring up something that many times, you're definitely bothered by it. So that's where we are. That's where we are on things. Morning. How you doing?
Does it feel now that because we've had Brown's cuts, there's a chill in the
air?
It
is the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. Go ahead.
There's a chill in the air. You can wear a nice layering piece. It kind of feels a little more like fall. Does it feel like, doggone it, it's going to be football? We have Ames, Iowa this weekend.
This is the thing. Ames is going to be a high of 77 on Saturday.
Ooh, okay, wearing the polo.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got a bunch of Iowa State gear.
But they're all jackets.
Yeah, that and I just don't think I have anything I really want to wear in terms of out and about everyday stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's a little – it's not flattering. It's all athletic gear. And athletic gear for a person like me, unless it's a hoodie, is not a flattering piece of gear. So I'm going to have to wear like a regular shirt and an Iowa State hat. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm an Iowa State fan. And
should I wear a hat? I have a hat.
Yeah.
I have two hats. They fit.
Yeah.
I never have hats that fit.
I have a black hat and I have a red hat. My red hat, I'm thinking about wearing my red hat because this is such a stupid thing. Matt wore a sun-bleached, heavily worn, you could tell it was like his lucky hat.
Uh-huh.
Wore an Iowa State hat, the same Iowa State hat for a long time. I have that type of hat right now. I have a hat that I have to wash it after every use. It easily smells.
Oh, wow.
I've had it basically as long as he's been the head coach there. And so
haven't worn a hat in years.
It's about 5 years old, 6 years old, somewhere
okay.
in there.
Did you look into, and this is going to be important.
I think this is year six with them.
Every college, no matter where it is, that has any football – fandom, any tradition, nostalgia with the fan base, any kind of traditions. They all have their things that they do. You know, Ohio State, we could talk to a red in the face about all the different traditions at Ohio State. There is a bevy of them.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, you go to a Texas game, It's the damn horns. I mean, horns. It's horns all the time. Hashtag horns. Drink a beer. You see that all the time in Texas. But what about Iowa State? What are the traditions? What are we going to be doing?
I don't know.
What do you, when you see an Iowa State fan?
I don't go to the game. I've never been to a game.
When we get gas on the other side of Chicago.
Okay.
Oh, we might not have to, but if we do.
No, my truck will get us. If I fill up here, my truck will easily make it to Chicago.
What I like to do is get gas about 5 exits before Chicago, just in case. You're in traffic.
In Gary?
In Gary, right outside of Gary.
You know what they say about stopping in Gary.
Well,
is that true?
This is off the toll.
Should we go to Michael Jackson's house?
No.
His childhood home?
No, I don't really want to.
What about South Bend?
Yes, I wanted to do that.
Will we have time?
We'll see.
I just want to do a quick circle. That's all.
It's an hour. It's an hour and what? Hour and a half from Chicago, I think.
Yeah, but how far off the highway is it?
No, it's right off the highway.
So we can pop by the stadium and everything will be
quickly.
Fine.
Quickly. Yes. It's unbelievable how
so
quick.
I can take a picture of the stadium and Touchdown Jesus.
Yes.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, they open it. They have to open at home. It's Notre Dame. So if they're opening at home, I just don't want to be like, hey, who the hell are you? Get out of here.
We're going to have our Iowa State gear on. They're going to think we're going to do something naughty.
Like what?
We're going to – oh, they're at Florida State.
Oh, they're at Florida State. Thank you very much, Owen. I should know that. I like Notre Dame.
What day of the week is it?
Saturday. It has to be Saturday.
Everything's on Saturday this week?
Man, they're at Doak.
There's no Sunday games this week?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, there are. No, I think Notre Dame is Sunday.
It's Labor Day.
You're right. Notre Dame is Sunday. You're right. Notre Dame Sunday because I was planning on talking about it on Monday because I'm filling in for the afternoon show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ironically enough, we could be in South Bend watching them play at Florida State. Go to a South Bend way if we didn't need to get bust ass to get home so fast. But either way, I want to know.
Yeah, Liz ain't going to be having that.
No. Somebody's got to find out.
Sarah Ono won't either.
What we have to do to, as an indoctrination or whatever, endear ourselves to the Iowa State community. Because just us wearing the gear, that doesn't do anything. Are we pretending all week? I don't want people seeing my phone. It's
take
issue.
That. Sir, do you have another cover?
No, I don't.
Sarah doesn't have the same phone as you?
No.
Just leave it. Who cares? I mean, how many times are you going to have your phone out? Like, hey, check out my thing. Like, you're not going to do that, right?
No.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about that. Okay, let me look. I'm Googling Iowa State football. Pageantry and traditions. Team name, Cyclones. They were originally known as the Cardinals. Team name was changed after 1895. Glenn Pop Warner. The Cardinals routed Northwestern 36-0. Inspired by extremely active tornado, then called Cyclone. Struck by a cyclone, said the thing.
Wow,
okay.
I figure it was because some area Cardinals were outraged.
They have Cy, who is the Cardinal. That's the Iowa State mascot. The Cannon, members of Iowa State's chapter of Alpha Sigma, is it Pi, P-H-I? No,
yeah,
Alpha Sigma Phi. Man and maintain a cannon that is discharged at home football games when Iowa State takes the field following the first kickoff, following the kickoff at halftime, all Iowa State kickoffs and immediately following an Iowa State touchdown.
So we have to do what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Tailgating. Iowa State is well regarded for tailgating. The layout and floodplain accommodates ample parking space immediately surrounding the stadium. Da-da-da-da, victory bell, tornado siren. They have a tornado. It says nothing about, like, so we don't have to do any sort of, like, third quarter. All right, we all sing Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Like, we don't do that.
No.
So that's okay.
That'd be funny if they had some unbelievable. Hey, guys,
dancing.
It's the start of the third quarter. Electric slide here at Trice Stadium.
That would be great. Could we start a tradition? At a college.
They all have to start somehow.
If you were Anthony Lima, you were taking over a program. Coaches want to start their own traditions.
They got to
do
something. Well, think about it. These things do come out of nowhere.
I thought of one yet last year when I was in my dynasty. I'll tell you after this.
Okay, the Seven Nation Army, whatever it is. That started. Now, I think Penn State does it too. But that was a new tradition, obviously, at Iowa. The great tradition of waving over to the kids' hospital.
That is a great tradition.
It is an unbelievable tradition.
And it just started because they just built that hospital.
Yes.
That's great.
It's awesome. So stuff can grow organically. Here's going to be the problem. You know, when – and I hate to say this, and we are going to be rocking all our Iowa State stuff, but where was P.J. Fleck before he was at Minnesota.
He was at Western Michigan.
And what was their credo?
Row the boat.
And then he goes to Minnesota.
He kept it.
Yeah, he kept it.
Yeah.
And that was just weird. It was weird because
I don't think Matt Campbell has one of those, like a saying.
Right, but if he starts a tradition now and then he's at Michigan the following year. Or if he's with the Detroit Lions the following year or wherever the following year, well, what do you do?
I don't know. I do not know what you do. I have no idea. He's got to try to start something. I don't know. Michigan has enough tradition. It's such an old.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe they rely too much on their tradition. Maybe Jim Hart. What would, you know what?
Yeah, Keith, but tradition's all they've got. That's the problem right now. Is that all they have to fall back
Keith
on?
Keith would probably say, how about winning football games? Okay.
Yeah.
How about beating, well, Penn State, they really don't have a problem with. They were able to beat the brakes off Penn State. So how about beating Ohio State?
It's gone back and forth with Michigan State.
How about beating
State?
Michigan State every year instead of just every other year? Because Michigan State really has no business beating Michigan at this juncture, and they're beating Michigan. They beat them last year. I think that's what Keith would say. Okay, you want to hear something stupid?
Go.
So I thought of this. Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. So I play NCAA football, and I have my dynasties, and I had Georgia last year. And I thought, because I was thinking about this, and we didn't have a podcast at the time, but I go, if there was a tradition, I was like driving one day, I go, if there was a tradition, what would I start? And I thought, it would be cool as hell. I know he did. I know he was a Tennessee fan. But I think it'd be cool as hell to play Charlie Daniels, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, at between the third and the fourth quarter. Like, could you imagine a night game? Because now with the lighting, what do they have? Like,
it's a great song.
Extend Technologies has tunable spectrum. So, the stadium has tunable spectrum. And so, you play the – it's like a four-minute song, which is kind of long between quarters. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be a great tradition to start if you're in Georgia – and at like a night game especially, they can flick the lights off because I think people would be drunk. Because you think about some of the ones that they sing, like Alabama. I think, does Alabama say Dixieland Delight? And it just, it doesn't, because it's an Alabama song.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, meh.
I'll tell you though.
It just doesn't punch.
Go to a game at Morgantown.
Oh, man, that's good.
Incredible, and I don't care how sick of the song you would ever get.
That's fun.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable to see an entire stadium after a big win sing that song.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Is that
pretty
after
cool.
the game or they don't sing it during the game?
I think they do. I think they do it all the time, before the game, during the game, after the game. But that is such an awesome spectacle to see that. With Enter Sandman.
When Tom Petty,
you go through all the.
Oh, God, out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that's really
such
good.
A cool experience. You know, I know it's hack, and everybody does it. Every show does it. Greatest traditions. But because of our setup this weekend.
We can do whatever we want.
I think tomorrow we've got to bring it up and find out from fans what they love.
What I loved, I actually teared up because, you know, I love Tom Petty, actually. I won't cry in front of my sons. I'll tell you this. When Michael died, I remember it didn't like sink in, and then I was overcome with emotion. And I remember I went right downstairs and went to my office and like locked the door behind me and had my moment because I won't cry in front of my sons.
Do you think that's healthy?
No, it can't be.
I don't know. I'm asking. I know we're not supposed to bottle up any of our emotions these days.
Hold the thought about the traditions for a second.
Yeah.
I thought, because this is where it is, I just think my sons are young, and I am the ultimate, like, everything will be okay if I say it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. Like, Axel had a bad dream, and he was, like, screaming for Liz yesterday morning. He had a bad dream right when he woke up, and it was very early in the morning. It was after I left. He's screaming for Liz.
And Liz came in and said they're only going to get worse.
He needs me. He needs me. He could not be comforted by Liz.
Okay.
He needed me.
Really?
Because it's the same. It's like in any family, when the real S goes down, dad's got to take care of it. When the real stuff is going down, dad's the one to take care of this thing. And so he was scared, and
I
wasn't
there.
Will
you kill the spiders on the wall, the spideys?
Yeah, it's terrifying. I'm not afraid of spiders. I am afraid of snakes. We've talked about that. So
what are the bugs with all the legs?
The centipedes.
Millipedes. Now, some people think those are worse than spiders.
I've heard they're poisonous or whatever, but I just step on them.
I killed one once at a wall in Marietta. They were all over down there. It left a mark. I had, like, repaint the walls. It was disgusting. Yeah.
Did you ever get earwigs?
Wait, those are those? Gross.
They end up around toilets and stuff.
Oh,
they're
no,
really
I got to look it up.
Yeah, they always end up in bathrooms.
Earwigs?
Yeah, man. So,
oh, I don't want to look.
I just always feel, yeah, they're
no,
gross.
No, I don't like those.
So, I just, this can't be healthy, but I just feel if I cry in front of my sons at a certain, like if my son's 18 years old and my dad dies, like if I weep in front of my son, like that's, listen, he's going to be a grown man too. That's the way it's got to go. You know, this is a serious thing. And by then, my oldest son is 6. So to him, I can solve every problem for him. And I just feel that it would scare him if I cried in front of him. So anyway, short story long. I actually, when Tom Petty died, I went upstairs to I had a much smaller office, the size of basically a cubicle. It was called a bonus room in my old house in North Ridgeville. It was a small room, but that's where my quote-unquote
office
was.
There's a bonus room. Thank you, Paul Tapier.
So that's, I went upstairs and I went to my office there, and I wept there when Tom Petty died. Because I loved Tom Petty, and it was just such a shock. And
I don't get emotional about these things.
God.
Was I supposed to cry about Kobe Bryant?
Anthony, I thought you might.
And then I
didn't think you would. Because it's, especially when it's about music. Like, I was 14 when Dale Earnhardt died, and now as time goes on, like, I still cry at certain junctures when I see. There was a video of Richard Childress driving around Talladega before the pandemic, and he had, like, one of their major sponsors riding shotgun, but it was in Dale Earnhardt's race car he won his last race in. And I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
I'm watching this in the bathroom, bawling my eyes out. I got my pants around my ankles, and I am bawling my eyes out. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I realize I'm not crying over Dale Earnhardt. I'm crying over Dale Earnhardt, but there's a connection there. My father and I, and my father's still alive, and we're very close. My father and I have a connection over Dale Earnhardt, and that died that day, and it'll never come back. And my dad's – and it's just like there's part – it's just such a weird Harry Chapin relationship with my father in that sense where there's something of my childhood with my father I'll never get again, and it makes me think of my father subconsciously, and then I get emotional about it. Tom Petty is my youth. Now, Tom Petty was already an older man by the time
I was in youth. That's very interesting.
But we used to get together. I got together with my buddies. And, you know, I had a buddy in high school who was going through some stuff. And now I'm getting real comfortable because I'm trying not to cuss all of a sudden. I had a buddy in high school who was going through some stuff. And we would, back in them days, this is not the way you go through this now. But, you know, we'd go and get a bottle of Jack Daniels. And he'd roll up some J's and we'd go up to his room, and it'd be me and my buddy and a couple of my other buddies, and just get. And I didn't really. I mean, every now and then, trust me, I got on the bowl, but every now and then, you know, it was. I mostly had my whiskey, and that was it. We'd pass around the bottle, and pass around the beers, and pass around the bowls, and it would just. We'd play Tom Petty albums. He had a record player, and we'd just play Tom Petty. And it was in the back, and he'd have a couple of songs, like even The Losers and some of the other ones where he'd start it, and you'd just, I was like, Tom's going to do the talking. And so Tom Petty dies. And, you know, I'm a married man at that point with 2 kids. And my buddy Matt, I love Matt, but Matt and I don't get around each other very much because he lives in Wayne County. I live in Streetsboro. I got 3 kids. He doesn't have any children. He's not married. So there's like a thing where he could come out here, but it's an hour drive. And so we text each other a lot, but I know I can't see him as much as I want to. And so there is a part where Tom Petty and his music takes me back to those moments with my buddies, back to simpler times, more quote-unquote innocent times, even though, you know, technically we're doing drugs, man. But no, it's more innocent times back when the world was this big thing of what's to come instead of what's here and what's in the past. And so you think of that, and it means something personal to you, and then you become emotional over it because I realize how lucky I was to see him in concert, and I'll never get to see him again, and there's that sense of loss, that huge loss. Like, that's what a lot of people dealt with when Michael died. Like, Michael was a big part of their youth. And so when you have that connection, you get very upset. And I got emotional going back finally to the traditions when the Swamp in the third quarter played I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, and the whole place. Like 97,000 people are singing Tom Petty. Like, I'm getting chills thinking about it. Like, I was like, Jesus, this is cool as hell. Like that, because he was, you know, he's from that area, and his guitarist went to Florida and all that stuff. So it was a big deal.
I am really bummed. We've discussed before the role music plays, and for me it was always sports and sports talk radio and those the history of those things. That's what always left that indelible mark on me, and unfortunately music never did. And so all the music and the music I listened to, how much of it was memorable? I don't know. I was listening to gangster rap from age 15, 14 probably. God, was it 13? But 14 until I was 30. Okay, that stuff didn't really stick with me, though. I'm not emotional. If somebody from Bone Thugs and Harmony tragically passed away, I'm not going to sit there and weep about it. It just doesn't mean the same thing to me. And so it's secretly envious.
But
that you and other people that we've worked with have these connections to music that I don't think I'll ever have.
But you cry about way more movies than I ever would.
Well, it's weird because I cry during movies when the right thing happens, and I think that's probably some self-reflection of my life and maybe some things I yearn for.
There you go.
But
that's
every
it.
Single movie when the right thing happens, you know, like in the movie Executive Decision, when Steven Seagal falls out of the sky, out of the airplane, I started crying because it was the right thing, Kenny.
That's incredible.
You were listening. I love the fact you clearly were not listening because I went with a gag and I said it was Steven Seagal, which anybody who knows anything about the movie Executive Decision, it's one of the all-time cameos where they build him as a star in the movie and he dies 7 minutes into the movie. He gets caught in the airlock and gets thrown out of the airplane.
I've never seen Executive Decision, okay?
It's like, and Steven Seagal, Kurt Russell and Steven Seagal. Hopefully someone will laugh.
You can watch Executive Decision on your brand new 100-inch screen with Extend.
Halle Berry as well.
Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hold on to that thought about Halle Berry here in a second. XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Make your home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. Online first again, XTENDAV.com. Then stop on into that beautiful showroom in Broadview Heights. Tunable Spectrum, just like we said before, home automation, home security, the whole deal. I did tell Tony if they ever do a commercial and home security is in it, I want to make a cameo as one of the porch pirates, and Lima should be the homeowner. I think that would be –
And you
how
have,
many people – how much run would they get on that commercial if they did it?
You have to look like the Hamburglar.
Yes.
You have to
be
all dressed up, and you have to prance on your tippy toes.
The slow prance. Oh, my God, the quick prance, too. Yes. Yes. What did I tell you?
What's the package? Because you have to see inside the package. What did I order from Amazon? What is
I don't know. They always got those bags.
Yeah,
so it's like they're almost bank bags in a way. What did I tell you? What thought did I tell you to hold on to?
Halle Berry.
Is she a true Clevelander anymore? I follow a Facebook group, and something about Halle Berry, like her birthday got brought up, and their comment after comment. I follow a group about Cleveland history.
Oh.
And there's a lot of great pictures on Cleveland history on it, and they were like, not a true Clevelander. Not a Clevelander anymore. She denounces Cleveland. I'm like, I don't know if she ever denounced it. I just don't think she's really about Cleveland. Like Drew Carey will go after you on Twitter if you talk to him about it.
I don't know if this is true for Halle Berry.
Did you ever see that tweet that Drew Carey sent back when someone said Cleveland sucks, and he's like, Cleveland sucks your mom's tits.
The simplicity. All right, I do think that there are a lot of people who, because it's their youth, they're told, go to New York City, go to L.A., just get out of here, when maybe it's someone who wasn't that popular in high school, and that's all you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Middle school, high school, and that's it. That's your youth. And I think some people didn't adjust well, or high school didn't go their way for whatever reason. Maybe they had other things going on.
Yeah.
And then you some of these people, you end up meeting them later in life. There were people in my high school who I didn't give the time of day, who I ended up having great conversations with 15 years later. And I'm like, wow, I did not see this coming. I did not see them being successful. finding their own niche, going to college, out of state, and becoming who they became. There are people that go to Hollywood because they have nothing else. They do. They think they may have some creativity. Get out, leave Cleveland behind, leave your high school life behind, all that petty stuff that I knew at the time when I was in high school. I'm like, this stuff is not, this is a gag. A lot of this stuff, I would always tell people, especially people in relationships in high school, I was kind of a jerk about it, but I was like, come on, you're not going to be with them 2 months from now. What are you talking about? And 99% of the time, you're right, and then there are the people that end up staying together, the high school sweetheart stories.
I got a buddy who's been with her since she was my friend too in high school too, but they were been together since ninth grade. They got three.
Isn't that
kids.
Crazy?
Yep.
I'm blown away by those stories. They do happen, but for the most part, all the trivial stuff you worried about in high school, it didn't end up mattering. But I knew it wasn't going to end up mattering back then, and so I wonder maybe Halle Berry is this or isn't this, but they leave Cleveland and their only memories of Cleveland are bad ones, bad family members, the bad uncle. The bad whatever, and they're getting the hell out of Cleveland, and they associate all the worst times of their lives with the city. It has nothing to do with Cleveland. It's nothing bad, but it's I had to get out of this. I had to get out of whatever was terrorizing me in my mind. And so Cleveland will always represent the worst time in their life as opposed to when they became successful. And
like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was an actor here.
Yeah.
He's not from here,
but
this was his budding time when the world was his oyster. So he becomes a Cleveland fan and a Cleveland sports fan.
Yeah, so he wears it on his sleeve. It's very cool.
Yeah. Boy, I never thought about that. Damn. That's some deep stuff.
It is, but I
Your goal is to get me to cuss on this podcast by the time it's over.
I think
please.
I've sworn on the podcast.
You have. Yeah, you did.
One time.
I didn't swear. I didn't. I say cuss, you say swear. That's how you people know I'm from the country. What else were we going to get into today? Oh, the road trip. Duh.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't like we're staying in a hotel together I'm not very thrilled about. The hotel's fine. I don't want to stay in the hotel room with you.
Which I don't understand.
Discussed this privately. Because you're a 40-year-old man and I'm a 35-year-old man. It's weird. We're kind of in our own ways now. You know, I want to see you, but I don't want to see too much of you.
No, that to me, I don't understand the big deal with that at all.
Sleeping.
Well, because we're old now,
we're grown adults.
And
we're not in the same, it's just a weird, it's a weird thing I don't want to go through. It's a
you
weird.
You know what I have to tell you? This is something we got to do on the show.
It's a weird wall I don't want to break down. I don't want to be in your sleeping habits.
I was very shy about my body when I was in high school and even into college.
Mm-hmm.
I lifted weights, got into fitness, started taking care of myself, and for whatever reason, now there have been times when I've gone in our parking garage. I was in a hurry, and I've changed into golf clothes.
I change in our parking garage all the time.
And there are people, and I don't care.
Oh, see, I don't do that.
I mean, I'm not flaunting anything, but
congratulations.
There's
on
not
your
a lot
success.
To flaunt.
Oh,
but I have no problem taking my shirt off right there. Just there's a guy without his shirt on. Now, I didn't tell you this. I was at the gym 3 weeks ago. You know which gym I go to, down the flats. And I am just cracking up. Did I say this on the podcast already?
Nope.
There is a dude who's doing cable crossovers.
Shirtless.
And then he took his shirt off after the first set. And I'm talking to this girl, and we look over, and we're going, okay, this is hilarious. How long is this going to last?
We
were not going to tell because this was entertaining us. This was a big guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just dying that someone would do that today. And then they went over and told him, and I'm like, "What? Why stop there? Let's go pants off. Why stop at the shirt?" and I had to say, "Did you get yelled at for that?" I go, "That's ridiculous." Like I'm just goading him at this point. When in reality, you don't ever take your shirt. This isn't Muscle Beach. This isn't Venice.
I don't believe in taking your shirt off anywhere but a pool. I really don't think anybody should be shirtless other than where it's appropriate, like in a pool or a hot tub. I don't like people. I saw one guy as I was I was taking 303 home because they were doing construction on 14 at Streetsboro.
And you couldn't pay to get on a toll.
And there was this guy who this old man stacking wood at the end of his driveway. And it was a hot day. He's stacking wood at the end of his driveway and he's shirtless. And he's got his little tractor, and he's got a mower cart on the back that has the wood in it. and he's stacking it, and you just see his man tits and his whole thing going, and it's like, oh, my God, you look ridiculous. Like, put a shirt on. And you're like, that guy's too old to care. But that guy probably looked a lot better at my age than I do now, and he didn't care then. And I'm just like, no, shirts. I don't care how hot it is outside. Shirts. Wear a shirt. I don't want you shirtless. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Like, I don't think there's any – oh, basketball. I guess you can wear basketball shirts and skins. Mm-hmm. You can do skins if you really want to.
That's
but
true.
But no, softball, baseball, whatever, no. Basketball, you can do shirts and skins. That's it.
Skins is still, no. It's still gross. Hairy, sweaty
so
guys.
Nasty.
And you're guarding them. And that,
yeah.
That,
okay, you know what? No shirts
and
skins.
That was immortalized by –
everybody wears shirts.
What's the Ben Stiller movie?
You guys are older than you guys should be able to remember who the hell's on your effing team. You should be able to know without having to take your shirts off.
Especially when it's 3-on-3.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I'm playing 1-on-1. Well, I got to go skins.
Shirts and
okay.
skins. We got to do
well,
shirts and
I better,
skins.
Well, I better play in a Speedo. I mean, there's just no way to detect who's on whose team. It's like, Fred, it's 1-on-1. I don't understand.
I got to get down here. You know what? I'm just going to – if I'm in a Speedo, we're both
point?
Grown men here.
Yeah.
Let me just
Come
hang
on.
It out here. Let's just, you
Come
know,
on.
You know, balls out. It's okay.
And by
we'll
the
just
way,
do it that way.
You know, we do 20 minutes of team stretching before we get into this. So, please, help me out here.
Do that thing where I lay on the ground and you take my leg up and you put it over your shoulder, just like you would your wife, Fred, and then go ahead and stretch me. There you go. I mean, really get in there.
That's starting to feel better.
Yeah, the hamstring, it's been bothering me.
You know
lately.
What? We don't even have to play the game today. Let's just do stretching.
Get in
the yoga poses.
Yes, come on now.
Downward dog. Here we go.
Please, please, if you can. Yeah, help me out here. Nothing wrong with that.
These are new characters, Fred and – Fred and who?
Sam.
Fred and Sam. These are our new characters. Get ready for that.
Fred and Sam.
It's going to take over our show.
Owen and Anthony.
The creepy workout guys.
Name it after our producers. What was I going to – I forgot what I was going to say to you. I hate doing the
No, that's
How
okay.
The hell with it? Don't matter.
That's okay. You know, as we're thinking about having to leave right after today's podcast and right to Chicago, the Windy City.
Okay, the last time I was in Indiana, I stopped at a truck stop and they were able to smoke in the restaurant. Are they still having smoking in the restaurants in Indiana?
Boy, I feel like Indiana's probably a place where that can go down.
Indiana in years.
Indianapolis, I've been to a number of times for
college basketball.
Yeah, college basketball, Big Ten championship. Mm-hmm. A number of different events that I've been there. Never went to, and now it's not going to be there anymore. Never went to the Combine. But Indy is kind of a sleepy town.
I've been there a couple times.
But it's clean. Mm-hmm. The downtown's very walkable. And a lot of places to go.
I was in Indianapolis once on my way to Indiana University.
IU is awesome.
Yep.
Bloomington, such a great
been
time.
Been there. And then I was in Indianapolis on the way to
Purdue?
Kansas City.
Oh, you went to Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, it's Indianapolis on the way to Purdue.
Yeah, well, you go to the outer belt of it, and then you start going northwest, I think, northwest.
To Purdue?
Yeah, and that was a fun time, too. I think when people start talking about all college campuses, when you've been to one, you have been to them all, but mm-hmm. you haven't been to them all, if that makes any sense. Like, you're going to do the same things at any college campus. Like, Morgantown, West Lafayette, Bloomington, Ann Arbor, you're going to do the same thing. You are going to binge drink. You are going to meet people. You're going to have fun. You're going to do things you wouldn't do at home. Okay. But it's the flavor of every college town. That was why I was always hoping secretly to be able to do a bunch of college football games or college basketball games, to be able to keep having an excuse to go to these places because I have no excuse.
Yeah.
Outside of Columbus. And really, Ohio State, as far as a college town,
major city.
It's just not. That doesn't mean there weren't great college town things to do, although all those bars are gone. Almost every single bar that
the
I went
Blue
to.
The Blue Danube is gone.
Is the Blue Danube
I believe
gone?
It is.
Oh, no, Ethiopian.
Gone.
Yeah. The library.
Little bar is still there.
Four Kegs turned into O Patio, turned into whatever.
They all turned into a Starbucks.
Used to be called Ziggs. Was it called Quarters, too? Or
they all turned into a Jonathan Sawyer restaurant.
That's a cheap shot. We can see him this weekend, by the way,
if
you want.
No, I'm fine.
He's going to go, why do you keep mentioning me? You mentioned no other chefs.
You know damn well why I mentioned.
But you keep mentioning me.
You know damn well.
No, I don't. I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't think I do.
Yes, you do.
You do a mic's off.
We can't do a mic's off of the podcast. That's the whole point of the podcast.
Oh, no.
You saw those news stories. I don't care. Anyway, I'm looking forward to Chicago. I've never been to Chicago. Never once. I'm looking so forward to this. You have no idea.
Are we too old to be doing this?
No.
Like, had we have done this 5 years ago,
no, you got to understand.
Would you be a little more excited?
This is the thing. All right, let's just I'm going to reckless speculate about a person who's allowing me a great trip to a college football game.
Yeah.
He has his best team that he's ever had there. They have 20 starters coming back on a team
that
won
NFL
9
guys
games
now.
Last
he
year.
He only had 3-star recruits before.
Yeah.
He's got NFL
guys. He's got literal – he's got legitimate NFL – like Bryce Hall is going to be an NFL
who's
football
the linebacker?
Player. Mike Rose, who's from here.
Yeah.
Who's a good football player. Like, he's got some dudes. Like, I know there's guys. In the words of Steve Adazio, he's got some dudes. I almost called him the late Steve Adazio.
No, he's still
He's actually
us.
Still a head football coach. Yes, he's just is. No longer the head coach at BC, which Jeff Hafley's done a pretty good job so far. So let's give Jeff Hafley some credit. He might be a little better than Steve Adazio. I think Steve Adazio is at Colorado State
now. Some people
now.
Wish Ohio State still had.
Keith will
Jeff
text
Hafley.
Me. Okay, well, there we go. Keith will text me if I'm wrong. Anyway, this could be – I have no knowledge of this whatsoever, and, in fact, he'd get pissed at me for even – for asking, for wondering. This could be his last year. Very well his last year. So that means this is the only time I'll ever get to say I've gone to Iowa. I had two other opportunities to go out there and wasn't able to do it. Mm-hmm. One was Jonah was being born. Then the other one was the pandemic. And then now here's probably the last chance. Because think about this. If he ends up, Clay Helton's going to get brought up again. Is he going to turn down USC? He might.
Ooh.
Like, I think everywhere, because he's been very loyal to everywhere he stayed, like, there were a couple of people knocking around when he was at Toledo. He stayed at Toledo, I think, 4 years. Then he went to Iowa State. And, you know, you go to Iowa State because it is a Power 5 job.
Yeah.
And you see what he's done at Iowa State. Last year, you know damn well Urban Meyer said that you need to go get Matt for that job at Texas. He didn't go to Texas. Mm-hmm. And so he's – now you know that he's – okay, so what's it take? So say he has a really good season this year. I think the writing's on the wall. At least it would be for us who are outsiders going.
Yeah, you don't want to stay too long. You become Kirk Ferentz.
You become – and Pat Fitzgerald's probably happy, so this is probably a nasty thing to say. You don't want to be Pat Fitzgerald. You don't want to be Gary Patterson. You blink, it's been 18 years at TCU.
Uh-huh.
Unless
you do. It becomes a lucrative career, and Matt Campbell could make a ton of money there. And – you know, maybe there's a year or two where he's in the national championship mix. And, I mean, they'll remember you forever for something like
that. Yeah, that's true. And
they'll build statues.
I think Matt is a representation of our standards changing so much in college football where now, like, a guy would stay at a university. Use a Bo Schembechler. A guy would be a coach for 20-plus years and then an administrator – and then he'd be this grandfatherly type figure.
If you're Barry Alvarez, you get to keep coming back and coach bowl games.
You know what? After we found out about Bo Schembechler and his son and that whole thing, let's go with Barry Alvarez.
Yeah.
So Barry Alvarez, coach, got Wisconsin football off their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Was a great, successful coach. Then became the AD. And then, yeah, can coach them in bowl games when they don't pay their coaches and they leave. So,
by the way, if Brett Bielema ends up having a great year at Illinois – they get into a huge bowl game, but he can't coach it because he takes a different job. Does Barry Alvarez
coach Illinois? Yes. Yes, you got to do it. Come on. Illinois, you got nothing to lose by that
time. Amazing.
So they should bring back Ron Zook to coach that game. So
I think he's a finance guy now.
Is he wealth management? Is he going to say no to USC? USC by that time, USC is going to – because there's no Urban anymore. So now you're willing to pay the fiddler.
Is Matt Campbell an L.A. guy?
No. But he's not a big city guy, but also, remember, L.A., you've told me this. L.A. spread out. You can go hide in the hills if you really want to.
Yeah.
So you got that. You know, Texas is a no-go now because of Sarkisian.
Right.
They're going to give him a couple of years. There have been rumors about other major programs. And then the other one's Michigan. Well, Michigan's right up the road. I mean, Ann Arbor is actually much closer to us than we think. It really is.
Yeah.
It's not as close technically as Columbus, but Ann Arbor's close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, and you know he'd be poaching Ohio guys. Good Ohio guys. Not just the Ohio guys to say you have Ohio guys.
And frankly, I am. I'm nervous he'd take that job because I know that for our show and for everything, I would want Matt to be very successful because I adore him and his family and the whole thing. and I know that it would change. I know it would change everything because not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everybody because all our listeners are Ohio State fans, and they know exactly where my allegiance would be. I didn't go to Ohio State. I don't hate Ohio State, but I'm sorry. As long as Matt Campbell were coaching at Michigan, you know exactly who I'm rooting for that day. And that's going to be a weird, weird relationship with all of us and our listeners. So,
well, it'd make this thing more interesting, though. Right now, Ohio State, Michigan does not have nearly the amount of interest.
So there's that. So there's either
I can guarantee you there'd be Ohio State fans that'd be a little scared. A little scared if Matt Campbell ended up in Michigan.
Some would go, oh, he's making the mistake of his life. We're just going to clean his clock. And, I mean, who knows? Very well that could
be. We were scared when Harbaugh took the job. I'll be honest.
You were?
I was scared. Absolutely. You'd be crazy not to. What he did at Stanford, what he did in the NFL.
Yeah.
I was terrified, and I thought the first thing he's going to do is he is going to be able to get quarterback play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, once Michigan has quarterback play, that's going to change everything. And he hasn't had it, Kenny. He's not had good quarterback play.
Like,
it's incredible.
If he ended up, he's got to develop those guys, and he's not developing them. And everybody thought, well, now he's got Shea Patterson. He transferred. It's like, no. And McNamara, he's just not going to do it. I think that with his offense, there's a bit of a problem. But either way, like if Matt were to end up with Penn State, you know I'm not – I actually really dislike Penn State. I would root for Penn State, and it'd be different if Matt were to beat – if Penn State were to beat Ohio State. It'd be different if it were – like if he were to end up at Wisconsin, even though Paul Chryst probably isn't going anywhere – it'd be different there. And then any other Big Ten job, it's just like, it's just a lateral move, including Nebraska, unless Nebraska were to offer him Nick Saban money. Which Nebraska, depending on if they can get out of that contract with Scott Frost, might be able to afford Nick Saban money. So who knows? Either way, like this is the last chance I'm going to be able to say, like, hey, we went to Iowa, college football town on a college football Saturday, and that's it. It becomes a big to-do for any one of these other places.
This is non-negotiable. One thing we will do is we will go, we have to have pizza on campus, and we have to have ice cream. Every college campus has an ice cream place that is unique to them. We have to.
You know how damn drunk I'm going to be on Saturday? You really think we want ice cream?
We're eating ice cream.
Dude, you ever have ice cream and beer? What are you doing? Are you taking a picture of me? What are you doing?
No, I'm doing this.
You know, boy. What do you think of that floor, huh?
Yeah, it's a disaster.
It looks like a checkered flag. I don't like that. I don't like that pattern.
Oh, look at what's behind it. Oh, dear God.
Is that the garage? I kind of think that's quaint. What is that?
The garage. Look what's behind that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no, don't even say
happening.
It. Don't even say
when people
it.
Can have binoculars and look right into my
nope,
shower.
Don't even do it.
Sorry, it's become a pastime now to just look at houses every day. That's what you
I'm know. Not. I don't have any plan to move. Liz and I did talk about this once. You want a little nugget here?
Go ahead.
A Caribbean you.
Chagrin Falls?
No. Liz and I were talking.
Reminderville.
I have no plans on moving ever.
Hudson.
Never Hudson. Hudson's beautiful on 303. It's just not our. It's for
not
some people.
Not your thing.
It's not for the Carmens. It's not for the Carmens.
Can't go to
man.
The. Not going to the Red Door
it's
out there.
It's just. It's so great. Honestly, I'm just going to tell you. It's so great in Streetsboro, just to be able to be like, if I want to do something, I want to do it, but I don't feel like I have this. You go to some of these towns, and there feels like there's pressure on you to do certain things, to act a certain way. And I'm sorry, Hudson. You guys are one of those towns, man.
But wait
you're
a second.
One of those towns.
You are a member of the Streetsboro community now because of all your coaching.
I am.
You're going to be doing
this
forever.
I'm on the Bicentennial Committee.
Oh, that was a mistake.
And, no, it's very easy. The guy named Mike. He's great. Who's in charge of it? He's absolutely wonderful. They're all wonderful to me. But that's the beauty of Streetsboro. They're cool, man. If I want to stand out there and be as involved in the community as I want to, fine. If I don't, that's fine too. If I never want to be bothered, if I want to move deep into the woods and not be bothered in Streetsboro, I can do that. It's just the freedom to do whatever I want. It's very laid back. They care about their sports, which is something that I care about because I don't care what anybody says. A good football program or a good sports program.
Oh, it's awesome for a community.
It's awesome for a community. It brings the community together.
It does.
I think it does.
It is cool. That reminds me of being young and doing that stuff. That was so much fun.
It's better for your schools. It's better for the whole reputation. In this state, it's better. So I like that about Streetsboro. But, listen, I did talk because the people we bought the house from, there may be a day, if things go right, which they won't because it's me, if things go right, I don't know if I'll live this long. Do I make the Cleveland move? My kids are older.
You do the empty nest
Liz
thing?
Liz and I kicked it around going, do we move? I can't see myself living in an apartment. Do I see myself living in a Tremont townhouse? Do I see myself living in an Ohio
wow.
City townhouse?
Well, we'll see.
Shoreway.
We'll see what the dynamics of those neighborhoods are.
Because I think, man,
this is 20 years from now.
I think it's a long ways off. But I'm like, I just think it fall, and I'm just like the leaves coming down, and I got one of those brownstones with the steps, and it's like, I'm not taking care of all this because, like, hey man, I used to want like acres and acres and acres, and I still could use some land. Don't get me wrong. I may want land just for my own personal use that I'm not even going to bring up on a podcast, but I think Lima knows what I'm talking about, and some people do. Not just that. It's that.
A place to play capture the flag. To get in balloon fights.
Pin the tail on the white tail, okay? That's what we're going to talk about here. So maybe that is. But it's to take care of that amount of land. I'm only getting older. Like now I have – like mowing to me to do it right is at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
To do it all because I got to drag everything and do all the stuff. It takes 2 hours. I'm going, I'm physically able to do this now. I can pick up all the stuff I need to, and I'm physically
not
going to
be able to do that. I'm amazed when I see the amount of guys in their 60s and get into their 70s that are taking care of yards around me.
But that's all they do.
And I think it keeps them in shape. I think it's part of it. And
want to know
keeps
another
them,
thing?
What?
I think they hate their wives.
And they get out of the house a little bit.
I get along. I had a guy who hated his wife across the street, and he mowed 3 times a week.
he's asking the neighbors, hey, you have anything I can cut?
I think some of them do take pride. I think a lot of them hate their wives and they want to get away from their wife. He used to go on his hands and knees, Lima, and flick the white rocks back into his driveway.
Oh my God!
To stay away from his wife. And I told you she was bat. You know what? Crazy. I told you some of those stories about that. So I really do enjoy spending time with Liz. And I go, I can't do this forever. Someday they're going to put me out the pasture. Would I like to just live in a townhouse here? Call it a life, and then be buried in Lakeview.
I think it'd be a lot of. How you getting in there?
What do you mean? Why can't I get into Lakeview Cemetery?
I'm
not good enough to get. I'm not good enough for Lakeview Cemetery.
What you're going to be by? You know, former president.
I mean, you should ask that. And well, I'm thinking if I die in 30 years, boy, I'd only be 55. if I died in 40 years, 65. Will I be okay for Lakeview Cemetery?
I think there has to be – I don't know anything about getting buried there. Do you need to meet a certain requirement, or can anybody do it? Is it just the money?
Oh, everything's got a price. Everybody's going to pay.
I see. Yeah. Wheeling and dealing. So you'd rather spend your money on that than your kids and their trust and making sure they're educated.
We're talking 40 years from now. My sons can only go to school for so long.
Okay, their kids.
We're Carmens, man. We've talked about this. I had a former Browns player appalled with what I said. Remember what I said about that?
Oh, yeah.
I go, I can't take care of every single member of my family. For some of you boys, it's on you. If I had to earn it, you got to earn it too. I've done what I can. Close the casket on my ass. That's the end. Good luck.
Yeah, create some adversity for him.
And that's the end of the podcast. XTENDAV.com. You go ahead and answer it on Twitter if you want to. Should I be buried in Lakeview Cemetery when I die? But no, we're looking forward to this trip. We will talk to you guys on Tuesday. Big day on Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Big day on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good one. Hope you
guys
enjoy
it. It's an NFL week.
Hope you guys enjoy
it. Can you realize that?
What?
It's an NFL week.
Great. No, it's going to be a great day. Are we doing Super Bowl, Super Browns? Can we chant chunt? Are we doing the chunt chant?
We got to be careful that we're not out of voice.
We will do it right.
We have to have
always
our voice.
Done it right, and we always will do it right. Okay? We will do the chunt chant coming up on Tuesday. Go to Extend Technologies. Seriously.
Go there.
They got a lot of really cool stuff. XTENDAV.com. Make your home dreams come true. Extend Technologies. Bye.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.